Okay, we're going to pass the mic over to Jeremy. Let y'all get this thing going.
All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast live at NATA 2018. I'm here joined by Jim Mackey and some of his students that are in Project 17. And so as we introduce here, Mr. Mackey, he's going to talk about the project and what it looks like and how they're making progress in putting athletic trainers in the school. So, Mr. Mackey, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Project 17 is a NFL affiliated program that is placing 17 certified athletic trainers in the Duval County Public Schools, which is in Jacksonville, Florida. At this point, by this fall, we'll have 15 schools, 15 of the 17, with a certified athletic trainer. It had begun as a graduate assistant program where the students get their master's degree in kinesiology from Jacksonville University, and they serve for 2 years, and then they're eligible for a position full-time at the school in Duval County.
All right, so, and with you today, you have John and Tiffany.
And with me today, yes, I have John DeBrule, who's one of our members of our this past cohort. He's finished his first year at Robert E. Lee High School, and Tiffany Pointer, who has just graduated with her master's and will be at Westside High School in Jacksonville this next fall. So she's one of our experienced athletic trainers from 2 years in the program, and John has done one.
All right, so Tiffany, why don't you tell me what your role in this Project 17 is?
I'm in the second cohort, so I've just finished my 2 years. It's been an amazing experience. I've gotten to do more stuff than I normally would had I gone to just a conventional master's program, graduate program. The opportunities that have been afforded me have been unbelievable, just networking, meeting new people, everything under the sun. Just even from doctors to NFL, just everything. It's been a whirlwind, absolutely a whirlwind. It's probably the best thing I think I've ever done for myself.
Okay, so we were actually talking about young professionals having trouble networking and, like, just joining conversations, having face-to-face conversations, and not understanding the importance of building the network of the FaceTime, of talking with somebody in person and them saying, hey, this is so-and-so, this is so-and-so, y'all have a conversation. Tell me a little bit about that, because you mentioned how important that networking is. So tell me what that networking looked like inside of the project.
Inside Project 17, our program directors, Mr. Mackey, Mr. Sevchek, and Mr. Stevens would go through and line up different events for us to go to. And it was nice because it gave us the ability to see people that we normally wouldn't see on a regular basis, as well as interview with people or just speak with them, just pick their brain. You know, you don't get to talk with world-renowned surgeons and just sit down and pick their brain and say, hey, what would you do in this situation? How would you evaluate this? Well, what if you threw this into the wrench? You don't get those opportunities very often. So in the last 2 years, I've been able to meet some incredible people. And it's more on an intimate setting as opposed to, I mean, you're here right now at the convention. You've got thousands of people. So it can get a little intimidating for a new and a young professional to meet new people and start networking around here. But when you're on a little bit of a smaller scale, it makes it a little bit more comfortable for a lot of people.
All right, very good. Thank you, John. And talk about your role in the program.
Well, I just finished my first year in the program. So working at a school that has never had an athletic trainer full-time in there, it's definitely eye-opening. First year, I want to say my second day on the job, I found a kid with post-concussion syndrome from a car wreck that he sustained more than a month prior to practice. And, like, from then on, I immediately saw everything, like, this is why I'm here. This is why we need athletic trainers in high schools. And, you know, the thing, looking back on it now, the first year, it's gone by like that. You know, it's been a really great experience meeting all these people and networking. Just like Tiffany said, last month I got to talk with the team doctor for the Jacksonville Jaguars, Dr. Kaplan. He showed us his method of reducing his shoulder dislocation. Like, we don't really get that anywhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely that hands-on, that personal experience. That's one of the things that I miss the most. And I went through the internship program way back in the day, and it was kind of like a, well, here, catch what you can. You know, it wasn't like a formal instruction. And so I definitely miss that, and I'm glad that the new education models are so intense with here's how to do it, come walk with me, come do this with me, and that kind of thing. So, all right, Mr. Mackey, last year we talked about Project 17. So what are some of the updates that have happened since last year at this time?
Since last year, well, we'll have our fourth cohort coming in, three additional schools. We started out with very underserved schools, and now we've moved into some of the schools that have been used to having an athletic trainer, but from an outreach setting. So they're getting a full-time person, which is going to be different with that. As I said, they've had more educational opportunities this year. We've had lunch and learns with the physicians, the Jacksonville Jaguar team physicians, their own team physicians. We've had the NFL medical director come down, and so they've been able to meet him, and just to be able to go to our annual symposium, see what's there. Just create a much broader network for these young professionals to meet people. We'll obviously use the symposium here to introduce them to as many people as possible. We want to keep them right here in Jacksonville, but we want them to meet as many other young professionals and the older people that have been around this profession and learn from them for a while too.
All right, so you talked about meeting people here. What is your style for introducing your students, your mentees, to some of these other professionals?
My style is just, hello, I want you to meet a friend of mine. Hello, I want you to meet this particular person. They're a Hall of Fame member, or they're the head athletic trainer at such and such, or they were an assistant, or they were an officer in our district thing, and we want to encourage them to get involved in their district and in the volunteer activities that are available. So we want to just make sure that we're walking around with them and putting them in opportunities where they can meet people.
All right, John. So has he done that to you since you've been here?
Yeah, I've already heard this a few times. Say, hey, John, I want you to meet this person.
All right. So how do you deal with that?
Oh, I'm going to be honest. Personally, I'm kind of an introvert, so I appreciate it, being able to have networking opportunities like that where he's just going to introduce me to random people.
All right. So moving forward, what are you going to be doing in your second year?
Oh, in my second year? Well, the course load at the university, because we are graduate assistants, so we'll be taking a lot more research-based courses. So the workload course-wise is going to be a lot harder. So this upcoming year, I just got to be really great with time management.
All right. So, and in your new role, Tiffany, what are you going to be doing?
I will be starting, hopefully, my position with the school, just looking at the interview process right now, starting in August, the end of July, beginning of August, with our fall sports that will be starting their practice before the school starts.
So it'll be one full-time athletic trainer at the high school?
Yes, there'll be one full-time athletic trainer over at Westside High School.
And that's a new placement. There's not been an athletic trainer there before, is that correct?
No. I was there working outreach only during game times.
Yes.
Before I started with the program. And so the kids, you see someone for a home game, they may not have another home game for over a month. So then I see them next month and they're walking in crutches. And my question is, what happened to you?
Yeah.
Because I'm not in there 5 days a week. So Project 17's definitely afforded me the ability to see my student athletes and be able to help them even more. Because you get to see them now. I get to see what's going on maybe more in their personal lives. If I see them struggling on the field because of something, we can stop them and see if there's something else that we can help them with. It's not just injuries. It's going beyond that now.
Let me just go back for a minute. One of the experiences we've tried to put in front of them, Bob Sefcik, the executive director, is on the Florida High School Activities Association, their Sports Medicine Advisory Committee. We take them over also to Tallahassee. They got to go to the legislative offices this spring, meet a lot of the representatives and the senators over there. So they got to see things from a legislative standpoint of how the system works and how that affects their profession. It gives them the opportunity to do some lobbying as well. We've been through a lot of issues with heat and hydration because we had a death in the state this year. So it's helped our students that are in Project 17 to really see some things on the front line, which has been very good for them and all of us.
All right. So Project 17, putting athletic trainers 17 high schools, right?
That is correct.
All right. So what happens if there's a new high school you guys want to add it? Do you have to change the whole program?
No. Because the whole graduate assistant model will be changing in the next couple of years. That will make a difference, one. And then, I think the next thing we'll address, if there are additional high schools built, we'll figure that out. And because the school board is so behind, when I say behind, they're supportive of the program. Mm-hmm. They're taking over the financial responsibility of it. So hopefully it'll be a no-brainer. The next process we might go into work, we've got 23 to 27 middle schools to address. So we've got to create some type of network to help those middle schools and provide same kind of medical care for those schools, those students too.
All right, so let's continue on that. So that's actually one of the things that I want at our district is middle school coverage. I want somebody, because we have two athletic trainers in each of our high schools, and we only teach sports medicine, but it's still too much for us to go to the middle school every day because we have two middle schools for every high school. So we have five high schools, 10 middle schools. What does that look like? What are you doing right now to begin building that network?
That's a difficult question because we're just, I would say we're exploring different models that might work. One idea may be a regional type system where one high school, maybe the middle school is right next door, so those athletes could come over to be seen and evaluated if necessary, but just create the relationship with the feeder schools so that they know the athletic trainer is there. Like when I worked in the college setting, the high schools would come to us and just to have somebody looked at. And hopefully we can begin to create that. And then again, you've got to create parent awareness, you got to create school board awareness, and you got to create the funding to make it happen. And so I think just looking at what models are out there that work, work with the outreach programs that may be there to see their interest in it, and just to continue to explore the ideas best we can.
All right, so we're going to go down the line, and we're going to go, each of you, looking back with the year, with the program, what has been your biggest takeaway from the program? So I'll give you just 1 second. So think about what's your biggest takeaway from the program. You've completed it. You've completed it 1 year, and obviously you're running the program. All right, so Tiffany?
I think my biggest takeaway is that I've been able to make such a big difference in my athletes' lives that they normally wouldn't get. I have very low SES students. A lot of them are in single-parent households. They don't know how to navigate the healthcare system. And having myself there, along with the networking that I've done with the physicians and the different doctors and hospitals, has afforded me to be able to help my athletes to get the care that they deserve where they otherwise wouldn't know how to go through that process. I think just seeing them go from unfortunately injured to here's our next steps to fully getting back out on the field. And, you know, it's the hugs. It's, you know, the little fist bumps. Like, thanks so much for everything you did. I wouldn't be able to play if it weren't for you. And I'm like, you know, that's my little warm and fuzzies that I get when I see my kids be able to go back and do what they love. Because I'm doing what I love.
All right, very good, John.
I think my biggest takeaway has been that we're absolutely necessary for the kids in regards to their safety. For me, I've done a lot over the course of my first year. I've had two heat strokes. I've had to call 911 multiple times. It's been, you know, full speed. But I feel like I'm making a difference, and that it's a necessary difference that we have to make. And I don't think we're just going to stop at Jacksonville or high school level. I think this same model is going to be used probably. It'll reach out nationally over the course of the next few years.
So this helps you remind you of your why you're doing this. Yeah.
I think two things. One, I'm impressed with the level of expertise of these kids. John had a fracture dislocation of an ankle in a football player, which he and the doctor, and I was there that night, everybody was able to work together as a great team. And so it was good to see the depth of knowledge and insight that he had, but the willingness to learn from it too. And I think the other thing it helps is that the schools have recognized that we now have a real certified, licensed healthcare professional that's at the school. Bob collects all the injury data. We found out 12% of the concussions that were reported were non-athletic related, and people coming to the athletic trainer, just like John had the kid with the motor vehicle accident, coming, or the school knows that these are concussion resource people that can help them in that. So recognizing this true healthcare professional that's making a difference at their school They're very supportive. The athletic directors, the principals, the administration, everybody's getting behind the program.
Very good. Now, John mentioned that he sees his program growing outside. You mentioned that the education model is changing, the master's level education model is changing. How do you see the Project 17 going somewhere else, like to being transplanted to a different area or copied, I guess?
Well, the ability to go get a graduate degree might not be there because, again, the I don't want to call it the entry-level master's, the post-professional degree that people are getting, those are not certified athletic trainers. So hopefully we can create a situation where there is a job waiting for them when they get out, that hopefully those schools see that there's a need for that. The county sees there a need to hire these athletic trainers. So as they graduate from, like, the University of North Florida, which has their first class of the post-professionals, that those people will have a job to go into after that. But then again, you have to continue to bring the partners together that were very good, the health systems, the NFL, the others, and to keep the program moving.
All right, so last question is, you mentioned the school district is taking over the financial responsibility for those athletic trainers, right? So what are some of the things that y'all did in the conversations, bringing the partners together to help the school district know that they needed to take over that financial responsibility to have somebody there rather than, you know, doing outreach or just saying, okay, well, that was a cool project?
Well, I'd put that on Bob. He's a great salesman, and he got great allies. We had an individual that one year we thought that there's no way the school board's going to get behind this, and he made it very clear. But then he got on board, and he was nearing his retirement, and he made it his legacy that he was going out with this. So he put in 3 to 4 years of that, and then he turned it over to somebody who is just as enthusiastic as is the county athletic director about it. So Bob's done great at forming alliances, working. We're apolitical group, meaning non-political oriented with all the health systems. So he's trying to pull all those partners together in, and that's a big challenge. But you develop those partnerships and got a great relationship with the Jaguar Foundation and with the Jacksonville Jaguars and the NFL. Bob's up in New York every year. So they know who Bob Sefcak and the Jacksonville Sports Medicine and who Project 17, because it's unique. It's putting athletic trainers in schools for all sports, male and female, full-time, not just one event in that. So that's very unique, I believe, in the way this program is developed. So it's a great model. And there's Justin Bland, one of our partners from the Jaguars, out there. So thank you, Justin.
There you go. All right, so we want to continue to find out more about the project, just to check up updates. How are we going to do that?
You can go to our website, which is
www.jaxsmp.com. JAXSMP.com.
We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and I believe LinkedIn, so you can find out more about the program there.
All right. And then, so Tiffany, somebody wants to find out, specifically contact you, how are they going to do that?
To specifically contact me,
yeah.
you can look me up on Facebook, Tiffany Poynter, or you can contact me at tnpoynter@gmail.com.
All right,
or you can also look at our Duval County Public Schools websites. All of the Project 17 athletic trainers, after completing their first year, actually create their website for sports medicine, so you can see what's going on in that specific school, because we all have different sports and different things that we do personally in our schools to build that comprehensive athletic training program. So you can always go on our individual websites and look at those and keep up with us there.
All right.
I got one more creative idea Bob came up with. Everybody's heard of Shark Tank. Athletic trainers need money, right? So Bob went out and found about 4 sharks, people in the community that had a lot of money. He had the students present what their needs were. They got $15,000 funded of ice machines, golf carts, rehabilitation equipment, other things like that. So he used the Shark Tank concept, and it was incredible to watch the students put that together. But it's a great idea for athletic trainers who always say, I don't have enough money to do things, to do something like that. So it was a great idea.
That's awesome. Because, I mean, I do the same thing. Like, with all this, most of this equipment here, it belongs to the school. It's been a grant or, me being here is sponsored by somebody. And it's the same thing. Hey, this is what I want to do. This is what I need. You got to be willing to ask for it. And that's awesome that y'all are building that into the program. So, John, somebody wants to contact you.
I'm on Facebook and Twitter. You can find me, John L. DeBruhl, and on Twitter at JL DeBruhl, LATATC.
There you go.
And you can find me at jim.mackie, M-A-C-K-I-E, at bmcjax.com.
There you go. All right, hey, thanks for joining us and giving us an update on Project 17.
Thank you.
And hopefully in the future we can kind of continue the conversation and continue to grow the profession from the awesome example you guys are setting.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
you. Jeremy Jackson, Sports Medicine Broadcast. We are signing off.